Let's go back and talk about that for a minute or two. We have the first 10 points. If you remember our yantra, we have four doors. Right? So, Om Dharmayandama, Om Kurmayandama, Om Amantayandama, Om Prithivyakindama, Om Kshirasmudrayandama, Om Shwetadipayandama, Om Manimandapayandama, Om Kalpavrikshayandama, Om Manivedikayandama, Om Ratnasingasanayandama. Let me show you our yantra. Where's our yantra? 137. Now, put this yantra right here on your chest, and we're going to do it from the shoulders to the waist. And we're in the four doors. And we start in the upper right-hand corner, the top door. Om Adarshakta Gindama, Om Kurmagindama, Om Anantagindama, Om Prithibhya Gindama, Om Shivasmudrayindama, Om Shvetadipayindama, Om Manimandapayindama, Kalpavrikshayindama, Om Manivedikayindama, Om Ratnasingasanayindama. Do you see how that worked? We went, well, then you're sitting behind me. You have to move in front. Let's try it one more time. Om Darshaktayinama, Om Kurmayinama, Om Anantayinama, Om Prithivyayinama, Om Shivasmudrayinama, Om Shvetadipayinama, Om Manimandapayinama, Om Kalpavrikshayinama, Om Manivedikayinama, in the center, Om Ratnasingasanayinama, in the bottom, in the center.
So we don't follow the numbers. Not
those numbers. Can we put another? You can start from number seven. So on your body, it'll look like Om Adarshaktakinama, Om Kurmayanama, Om Anantayanama, Om Prithivyakinama, Om Kshivasmudrayanama, Shvetadipayanama, Manimandapayanama, Kalpavrikshayanama, Manivedikayanama, Ratnasingasanayanama. Now, we're going to take the eight petals of the lotus. Om Dharmayanama. You start with Dharma, which is this one, right here. Number 17. It'll be the same as if we follow the order of this yantra and start on number 7. And put it on your body. So now we're doing the eight petals of the lotus. Om Dharmayanama, Om Gyanayanama, Om Vairagyayanama, Om Aishwaryayanama, Om Adharmayanama, Om Agyanayanama, Om Avairagyayanama, Om Anishwaryayanama. The next two, Om Padmayanama, Om Anantayanama, the other two centers. Om Padmayanama, Om Anantayanama. Now the three, the Kamakala in the center, the triangle, the little baby triangle. Aung Arkabandalaya Dvadas Kalatmainama. Aung Samamandalaya Shoras Kalatmainama. Mong Vani Mandalaya Das Kalatmainama. And now the six angles will start from the bottom. Aung San Satwayanama. Rang Rajasainama. Tang Tamasainama. Aung Atmanainama. Aung Antaratmanainama. Bang Paramatmanainama. Om Ring Gyanatmane Namaha.
Is that bindu supposed to be in a specific spot?
Right in the center of the triangle.
Where would that be?
Or probably just on your sternum.
Right in there.
right on the tip of the... Yeah.
Okay.
That's where she is. Right on the tip there. So what we've done, we've drawn this yantra right in the pit, in the place of pilgrimage. Remember, I bow to the primal energy that sustains existence. Om, I bow to the torus that supports creation. Om, I bow to infinity personified as a thousand hooded snake that holds aloft the worlds. Om, I bow to the earth. Om, I bow to the milk, ocean, or ocean of nectar, the infinite expanse of existence from which all of creation manifested. Om, I bow to the island of purity which is in the ocean. Om, I bow to the palace of gems which is on the island, the home of the Divine Mother. Om, I bow to the tree of fulfillment which satisfies all desires growing in the palace courtyard. Om, I bow to the altar containing the gems of wisdom. Om, I bow to the throne of the jewel. This is very fun. Let's just take these first 10 for a few moments. You've got the primary energy. Then you've got the support of creation. And then infinity, this Ananta, comes as personified as a snake. All the energy comes in the form of the snake with 1,000 heads, and he supports the earth on top of his head. Now, the earth is surrounded by the milk ocean, the ocean of purity, the ocean of consciousness, the infinite expanse of existence. And in this ocean of purity, there's an island of purity. And on this island, there's a palace made of jewels and gems. Now, enter into the palace of jewels and gems, and in the courtyard, you'll find the tree of fulfillment. Next to the tree of fulfillment is an altar containing gems of wisdom. And upon the altar is a throne. And that's where the Divine Mother sits. And you see how the yantra is a map. Just takes a step by step to the throne where the Divine Mother sits. Now, the 8 petals of the lotus, I bow to Dharma, the ways of truth and harmony, the ideals of perfection, any way we want to define it. I bow to wisdom, I bow to detachment, and I bow to the imperishable qualities. And those are the 4 forces of communion, the divine manifestations. And now we're going to bow to the 4 forces of individuality, which make us efficient as manifestations in existence. I bow to disharmony. I bow to ignorance. I bow to attachment. And I bow to the transient. Because the ultimate truth is we can either pursue the imperishable and the eternal, or we can pursue the transient. We can either seek harmony and love and wisdom in every action, or we create disharmony. Those are the choices. We either free ourselves from attachment and demonstrate the highest renunciation, or we act with attachment for our selfish interests. And that's the 8 petals which surround the circle of creation. I bow to the infinite. I bow to the lotus. We bow to the 12 aspects of the realm of the sun. Tapani, Tapani, Dumra, Marichi, Dwalini, Ruchi, Sudumra, Pogda, Bishwa, Bhutini, Dharini, Kshama, containing heat, emanating heat, smoky, ray-producing, burning, lustrous, purple or smoky red, granting enjoyment, universal, which makes known, productive of consciousness, which supports, which forgives. We bow to the 16 aspects of the realm of the moon, Amrita, Pranada, Pusha, Tushti, Pushti, Ratti, Dritti, Shoshini, Chandrika, Kanti, Jyotsna, Shri, Priti, Angada, Purna, Purnamrita. The nectar, which sustains life, which supports, satisfying, nourishing, playful, constant, unfailing, producer of joy, beauty enhanced by love, light, granter of prosperity, affectionate, purifying the body, complete, full of bliss. Ma, we bow to the 10 aspects of the realm of fire, Dumra Archi Jwalini, Shukshma Jwalini, Vishpulingini, Shushri, Shurupa, Kapila, Habyakabhyabaha, Smoky Red, Flaming, Shining, Subtle, Burning, Sparkling, Beautiful, Well-Formed, Tawny, the Messenger to the Gods and Ancestors. Om, I bow. Now we're in the equilateral triangle right in the center. One, two, three. I bow to sattva, to activity, execution, light, knowledge, being. Rang, rajas, I bow to desire, inspiration, becoming. Pam, pamas, I bow to wisdom, the darkness that exposes the light to rest. And then I bow to the soul and to the innermost soul, and I bow to the universal soul or the consciousness that exceeds manifestation, and then I bow to the soul of infinite wisdom. So, do we have any questions about the yantra? Please.
Why would you bow to disharmony?
I bow to disharmony because as soon as I offer attentive respect, it ceases to be a conflict to me. As soon as I am attentively respectful to any aspect, it ceases to be a negativity producing an asura, an enemy that I'm in conflict with, and I create a harmony with it. Now, from that position of that center of harmony, we find a way to neutralize its deleterious effects. That keeps us centered. Every time we are confronted with conflict, and we find this very, very specifically defined in chapter 4 of the Chandi, where the gods say, why don't you just reduce the asuras to ashes with one glance? And the reason is that because being purified in the battle, by losing the battle with me, and they become purified and they get liberated and they go to the highest heavens, every asura. And thinking thusly, we destroy all enmity. We transmute all negativity, all the enmity, all the hostility. We just say, okay, now, we're not in confrontation, we're working together. I'm trying to get you liberated and you're trying to get me liberated. So instead of being an obstacle, it becomes an ally. Instead of being a source of conflict and confrontation, it becomes a process where that obstacle gets removed and liberated so it doesn't cause anyone else any greater difficulty. And I get to be freed. And that's the process.
Swamiji, these four of communion need these four of individuality and so on. We need all eight are needed.
All eight are needed. We cannot maintain an individual self without striving for self-preservation, the law of self-preservation. And that means attachment. And that means attachment to the transitory. And that means the opposite of the highest renunciation. And that is what creation is about. We must have an ego in order to function as an individual. There is no way we can maintain individuality without an ego. So therefore, our process is not really to get rid of the ego. That's not our objective. It's to purify the ego, so it's not constantly putting obstacles in front of us, not getting me into greater trouble. Yes, please.
So sometimes in order to do that, you have to dissolve it or just kind of make every attempt you can to dissolve it, I guess. And then in that process, you cut off the unnecessary things.
Absolutely. In addition to cutting off the unnecessary things, every time we dissolve the ego successfully, even for a few moments, we realize the transitory nature of the ego and we free ourselves from greater attachment to the transitory. We start investing ourselves into the permanent, into the real, into the divine. So we edify the uppermost lotuses on our circle.
Swamiji, these first 10 that you took us through as part of the map, that seems to create this whole picture, you know, from the earth and into the garden and into the palace, into the altar, into the throne, and so on.
Yes.
The images are very powerful.
Very powerful. It's a guided meditation. It's the map. Because once we get to the throne, then we're going to invite her, and we're going to, I invite you. That's the next step. And then, I establish you on the throne. Avahani. Avahani. Well, let's do it. Let's take Tattva Mudra on both of our hands. Let's take Tattva Mudra on both of our hands and put the hands together and make them straight out. I invite you. Now just turn it back in and make a straight line, elbow to elbow. And touch your throne.
Okay, very good.
Stop on me. I establish you within.
Very good.
Excellent. Let's go on. Invitation. The first thing we're going to do is hold our two hands just under the throne. Yes. Support the throne. Now, what we're doing, I am creating a place for you to sit, right under your throne. I just want you to know your throne is well supported. United with many gems and a multitude of various jewels, voluntarily accept my offering of a divine seat. With the offering of a seat, asanam samarpayami. O mayim rin klim chamunda ibiche. Avahani, I invite you, please come. O mayim rin klim chamunda ibiche. I invite you, please come. Stapani, I establish you within. Try and make a straight line between your elbows to your hands. Good. I establish you within. Shani Dapani, I know you have many devotees who are requesting your attention, but I request that you pay special attention to me. I mean, it's only right. I'm a good devotee, and I'm trying. So please, I'm calling you. You pay attention to me. Samrodhani, I'm sorry for any inconvenience this may cause you. But you bestow abundant wealth, and I'm binding you with my devotion to bestow it to me. Atma samarpan. I surrender my soul to you. I'm depending on you to forgive me in this matter. destruction. I bow to you with devotion. O goddess, please accept my worship. O God, remove all pain from your devotees. For so long as I worship you, please remain sitting still.
It's such a direct communication.
Such a direct communication. Yeah. Javo thong puja ishami, just as long as I stay here, don't you go anywhere. I mean, at least for the time that I'm here, you stay too. I invite you. Abba, honey. Stop, honey. I establish you within. Sanidaponi. I know you have many devotees, and I'm sorry for any inconvenience this causes you. You pay attention to me. Samrodani. You bestow abundant wealth, and I'm sorry, I apologize if it's inconvenient for you to come to me. But I have something I want to say to you. Atma Samarpan. I surrender my soul to you. There I said it. I bow to you. And just so long as I stay here bowing to you, please don't go away. Stay here with me.
Question.
Please.
Can you do this anytime, or you can only do this when you're doing the cosmic puja?
Oh, you can add any one of these vidis into any puja that you're doing. Remember, pujas are modular construction. You put them together as with the ingredients that you want to create the effect that you want. So if you want to take just this one vidi, you're allowed to do that and insert it into the beginner's Durga Puja and make it grow organically. Every one of us will make our pujas grow organically.
Can you do it even if you're just going to do a japa?
Certainly. Absolutely. You'll find out after we do the pran pratishta, we're going to do karanam vinyas, and then we're going to do the japa. Yes, please.
When you did the stapani mudra,
yes.
You inhaled.
Yes.
And then you pulled as you're doing.
Yes. Avahani, I establish you within. And I don't want to let you out. I'm going to keep you there as long as I can. Even if I turn blue in the process. That's what happened to Krishna. Sorry for any inconvenience it causes you, but I surrender my soul to you. So as long as I stay here, please, don't you go anywhere else. Please.
Was there a time when you'd go through like Hatha Yoga asanas and it would have the same thing where you would make the mantras? And it seems like it's the same sort of thing where you go through a routine of mudras, but you're saying with mantras, so it has meaning.
Absolutely. Hatha yoga was and still is. It's not just physical exercise, but Hatha yoga is the process of controlling our body and our breath and our mind into a harmony. It's not about physical postures. That's the most gross aspect of it. And that's a nice place to start, because before we can make the subtle body sit still, we have to make the gross body sit still. The way we make the subtle body sit still is through mantra. In the Devi Gita, it says, without mantra, there is no yoga. Yoga means union with mantra.
Can I ask you another question?
Sorry? Certainly.
You, with the first mantra you breathe in, the second mantra you holding your breath, and then what happens after that? Are you going to breathe out?
No, don't breathe out.
<That's a plan. laughs> When do you wait to breathe out?
Until you look like Krishna. So now we do the prana pratishtha, the establishment of life. We take a flower and we bring it from our deity. Om ang nang ring rong yang rong long long shang song song om hong sa om ang ring kling chamunda gi bichi prana iha prana. Use the same flower. Take the energy from the deity. Om ang ang ring rong yang rong long wang sang shang sang om hang sa om ying ring ling chamundagi biche jiva ihastita. Om ang ang ring rong yang rong long wang sang shang sang om hang sa om ying ring ling chamundagi biche sarvindriyani. Om ang yang ring rong yang rong long wang sang shang sang mo mang sa om ying ring kling chamunda e biche bag manas pacha susro pragran prana e hagat yam sukang chi rong tishtam tu swaha. Offer the flower. Karnyas, om rong ang gus le bian nama om ring tajali bian swaha om rum madamabhyam borshat om rain anamikabhyam hum om rum kanishtikabhyam borshat om ra karoto karpishtabhyam astraya om ein ring kling chamunda libiche om rum ridakai dama om ring sira se swaha om rum shikaya divashat om rain kapachaya kum om Rom nitra trayaya pocha om ra karoto kaprishtabhyam astraya pat om ding ring bling chandaya libichain. And here is where we do the japa. I usually do 10 malas. It says here 108 times, that's the minimum. This is a nice place to just let go. Navarna Nyas, I did Chandi Nyas, or Him Durga Nyas. With the Him Bija, yes. Navarna Nyas is really part of the Navarna Bidhi. And it wouldn't be appropriate just to use the Nyas without the entire Bidhi. This is a Pran Pratishta. And in the Pran Pratishta, we use the Bij Mantra of the Ishta. So in this case, the Ishta is Chandi or Durga. So we use a Hrim. Now, in the Chandipat, we do the Navarna Bhiti, and therefore we do the Navarna Nyas.
Then, in Navarna Mantra, using Kuchini.
Yes, we'll use the Navarna Mantra because that's the Ishta Devata, and I'm going to use the Navarna Mantra because that's my Japa Mantra. So if I write a book and it's going to have the Navarna Mantra, even if it's a Shiva Puja or a Vishnu Puja or a Lakshmi Puja, I'm going to put the Navarna Mantra in it. And as the author, I get poetic freedom. I can put my mother's mantra in every book I write with impunity. That's why. So now, this Om Ang Ang, Hring Krong Yang Rong Long Wang Sang Shong Shong, Om Hangsa. Om, of course, is the infinite beyond conception. Ang is creation, the first letter. Ang is consciousness, Narayan's beach, manifestation of individual consciousness. Hring, Maya, all that can be perceived, conceived, known through intuition, known through meditation and beyond. Krong is the cause of the movement of the subtle body to perfection and beyond. Kra, ka, ra, om. Ka is the cause, Ra is the subtle body, Om. How the subtle body moves into union with Om, the perfection and beyond. Yang, the path of fulfillment, Rung, control. No. The path of fulfillment is part of that Krung. That's the definition, the movement, the cause of the movement of the subtle body to Om, which is the path of the highest fulfillment. Yang is control. Rong, subtle illumination. Lung, one with the earth. Remember, that's Indra's Bij in the Muladhara. Vong, emancipation. That's Vayu's Bij in the Anahata. Sang, the soul of peace, Shanti. Sham, the soul of delight. Tham, the soul of unity. Hamsa, all this is I, the perfection, infinite consciousness, I am this. Soham, Hamsa. All this is I am this. Om Eng Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche, you are the life of this life. That's the mantra that we're using to establish life. Pran Pratishta, the establishment of life. You are the life of this life. Om, the infinite beyond conception, creation, the first letter, consciousness, Maya, the cause of the movement of the subtle body to perfection and beyond, which is the path of fulfillment. Control, subtle illumination, one with the earth, emancipation, the soul of peace, the soul of delight, the soul of unity, all this is I, perfection, infinite consciousness, I am this. Om Eng Ring Kling Chamundagi Biche. You are situated in this life or individual consciousness. Om, the infinite beyond conception, creation, the first letter, consciousness, Maya, the cause of the movement of the subtle body to perfection and beyond, the path of fulfillment, control, subtle illumination, one with the earth, emancipation, the soul of peace, the soul of delight, the soul of unity, all this is I, perfection, infinite consciousness, I am this, Om Eng Ring Kling Chamundagi Biche, you are all these organs of action and knowledge, the Gyanendriyas, Karmendriyas, Dashendriyas, we call them, the 10 organs of action and knowledge. Om, the infinite beyond conception, creation, the first letter, consciousness, Maya, the cause of the movement of the subtle body to perfection and beyond, the path of fulfillment, control, subtle illumination, one with the earth, emancipation, the soul of peace, the soul of delight, the soul of unity, all this is I, perfection, infinite consciousness, I am this. Om Aim Ring Kling Chamundak Ibiche. You are all these vibrations, the mind, sound, eyes, ears, tongue, nose, and life force. Bring forth infinite peace and establish it forever. I am one with God. Om Ram, in the thumb I bow. Om Reem, in the forefinger, I am one with God. Om Hrum, in the middle finger, purify. Om Rang, in the ring finger, cut the ego. Om Rom, in the little finger, ultimate purity. Om Ra, I bow to the goddess with the weapon of virtue. Om Aim Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. Om Ram, in the heart I bow. Om Ring, on the top of the head, I am one with God. Om Rum, on the back of the head, purify. Om Hang, crossing both arms, cut the ego. Om Ram, in the three eyes, ultimate purity. Om Ra, I bow to the goddess with the weapon of virtue. Om Aim Ring Kling Chamundaki Biche. And now we are fit to do japa. This is where we begin the meditation. And go deeper and deeper. If you like to begin with one mala, if you like to move to 10 malas, if you like to go, depending on the circumstances of what you have to do when you get up from your puja. Do we have any questions?
Please. The establishment of life, is it for the deity that we put inside?
Or? Yes. Yes. We just invited her to come here. We established her here. And now we're going to give her all the life force. You are the life of this life. We are establishing life in the deity inside. And these are the same mantras that we use to establish life in the deity in the pot. They're the same mantras that we use to establish life in the deity in the image. They are the same mantras that we use to establish life in the fire, which is another form of the deity. So here we have a deity, a physical deity in front of us. We have a deity in the pot. We have a deity on the yantra. We have a deity in the worshipper. We have a deity in the fire. And we make pran pratishta, establish life in the deity, until we see that everywhere we look is a manifestation of the life of the deity. Yes, please, John.
He said that Vam was emancipation.
Yes, Vayu. Vayu's beach.
Vayu?
Yes.
Same as Vata, wind?
Yes.
Okay, can you clarify that?
Yes, he's the Lord of Emancipation. No one checks the wind. The wind blows where it will. The wind is free to roam where he will.
I thought that water, this was the earth, water, fire, air. So what's the correlation? I guess I'm kind of missing it.
Earth, water, fire, air. A bomb here is Bayou. So he's the Lord of Emancipation.
So he sits right here.
Well, no, he sits in the Anahata.
I thought Yom.
Yes, the bijas of the chakras are not necessarily the names of the deities. Okay? The bijas that reside in the chakras are not necessarily the names of the deities. For example, Hung is Rudra. Hung is Ishwar. Now, that doesn't, you would think it would be wrong, but wrong is Agni. Wait a minute. The bijas of the deities, of the chakras, are not necessarily the bijas which refer to the deities. So they refer to the deity in that chakra, but they are used in different ways in different aspects of the puja. Yeah.
So
yes?
When you've put all of the all the deities inside of you on the yantra,
yes.
And you put the 66 yoginis with mantra, what's the difference between the placement of the energy at that time and the prana pratishtha?
We don't usually put the 64 yoginis as a nyas. We don't establish them inside, nor do we put the Saravata Bhadra Mandala Devata, all the 57 deities of the circle of the entourage of the Divine Mother. They go on the external worship, on the external yantra. We don't place them on the internal yantra.
Well, I thought you were.
No.
I thought when you say the mantra, that's...
We're putting the 30 points of the yantra on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're inviting the goddess to come here. Now, there are many other kavaches or nyasas where we establish deities throughout our body. Shankani chakshu shumade srota kya talabhasni kapola kali karakshede kanamule tu sankare nasi kang sikanda cha utresh cha chartika adre chamitakala tiwayam chasta raspati dantarakshatu komari kantade she chuchandika kantikam chitrakam tacha mahaya chataluke kamachi chibukan rakshede bachame sarbangla kribayam bachi kali chapristvam seda nerdri nila griba baki kante Nalikang Nalakuberi Skandayo Kargini Rakshi Baku Me Bajadarini, etc. So we're gonna put the deities all through the in the kavachas, in the nyasas, in the various ways we're gonna establish the deities all through the body. This is not the same as establishing the yantra right here and inviting the Divine Mother to sit.
The prana pratishtha is a different degree.
Different form of energy, yes.
So that's when you're actually, like, you've established all the entourage externally and as much of the entourage as you need to internally, and then the prana pratishtha is when you actually physically put it on the seat.
Enliven it,
mm-hmm.
Yes. We put it on the seat, stop on. I establish you within. Stop on. Establish with you within. Now I'm going to enliven you. I'm giving you all the life I can, all the attention I can, all the energy I can, all the breath I can. We're going to aliven it, wake it up, fill it full of vibrations. And then, you are these vibrations, the mind, the eyes, the ears, you're all of it. It's all yours. Okay? Enjoy.
So, Samaji, if you just done to Swaha, we then make this gesture.
Well, I make it as an offering from, I'm giving it to you. It's your flower, it's part of the puja now. Just to show you that I did it. I put you in my heart, and here you take it. It's an offering. It's just another appendage of the puja. That flower, where's your diagram? Where's your diagram?
On the computer.
It's still on the computer. Well, it'll go above the yantra in the center where you put the weapons of war. It'll go in the center above that as a dot in the bindu. Remember the weapons made a little bindu? And that goes right in the center. I'm sorry, the weapons made a chandra. And this will be the bindu in the chandra. Mm-hmm. And that's the pran pratishtha flower. When you put down the weapons of war, we made a little chandra, half moon. And this becomes the bindu in the center. On page 182. Do we have any other questions? We jumped across a big area tonight.